Yeah. Mm-hmm. All I need is one scale, a couple bells. Came in this shit by myself.
Doc, why you fuck this girl?
Shit, cause I'm a player.
Quarterback, no NFL. Hey. Drippy and Chanel. Drippy.
Okay, maybe he ain't coming here.
In the mansion with my little girl. Elevator was too crowded, so I took the stairs. The whole industry was hate, so now I give them hell. Businessman, I invest a whole million in the mail.
Yeah.
I treat bitches like some shoes, I cop about a pair. She like when I grab her neck and pull up by her hair. In my city, I'm more
I really love how
fucking mail.
10 years rappers straight, and singers always rap about how all the bitches and niggas they be having and stuff, and the whole time they be in love, married, kids. I'm talking this shit for y'all.
For y'all, this to get the party started.
This nigga, I really don't believe Dolph was doing nothing. I think he was doing right by his old lady.
I don't know about all that.
I do.
And you know I love me some Dolph, but
at least at bare minimum right by her and within their constructs of their relationship.
Yeah.
But she also don't look like she probably would tolerate too much. Like, hey nigga.
That's a fact.
Stop playing with me. Don't play with it. Don't play with it. Come on, baby, don't play with it.
You know, Dolph was a Leo, so if I know anything about a Leo man.
Mm. Just the men, huh?
Yeah. Cause what can you say?
Welcome to the Honey Trap Podcast, y'all. I'm Sade.
Sierra.
We got Chris in the back. I heard he just be pressing buttons. That's what somebody told me, but I ain't trying to start no mess. We gotta get this boy a microphone because they talking wet to him.
Why they always do that?
It's your cousin.
You know what? You know what?
Say, hey, why this nigga that only pressed the buttons talking to me? I said, damn.
I said, who? That's what I said.
So, we ain't been here. I guess we took a week off. So, see what you been having going on. You wasn't on the last little potty yaddy.
Yeah, it's been pretty hectic. Hopefully things are calming down. We'll see, but
okay.
You know,
Chris be laid back, looking comfortable. He not even serious about his job, y'all.
And he get up like, "Are y'all done?"
Maybe that nigga was right. I'm just
you
playing.
You ain't gotta sit up.
I'm just playing. Go ahead, relax. Relax yourself. Come on, now. Well, this weekend, I went to the movies. I want to go see Ant-Man. Not going to talk about the movie at all because I'm waiting for C to see it. I don't give a fuck about spoiling it for y'all, but I'm waiting for her.
I feel like I'm the only person in my house that hasn't seen it also. So
I know. I decided to go on a little date with Mom and Peyton. So that was cool. But all of the previews look so lit. I'm so excited that the movies is like a thing again and just in a real way and just back because, yeah, I'm like, I'm going to be out all year at the show.
I love the movies. That's our go-to.
Yeah, I think that's a good date to do, but only if you already like having an established.
Yeah.
Don't take me to the movies on our first date.
Boy, do you not like me?
unless we doing like dinner first or something where we can, you know, don't take me to no movies on the first date.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah. Especially because like, you don't know me like that. And one thing about me, I'm going to talk to you during the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And you might not like that. And I don't know that you don't like that because we don't know each other.
Right.
You know, it ain't going to be nothing crazy. I'm not going to be loud or nothing, but I might, you know.
Yeah.
Like a little jokey joke here and there. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm definitely excited for the movies. We got Scream. I'm a horror. I'm a real big horror buff. So, Scream is coming up.
That does look good.
Yes, it was gonna be good. And
the crazy thing is, the last one we went to go see, we was both like, "All right, now wrap this shit up." But now this new one look cool. I'm like, "All right, I'm gonna watch this one."
Yeah, I'm excited about this new one. I feel like the last one was kind of like a necessary to set
probably,
up the.
Yeah,
and it wasn't so bad.
It was just.
I think this one gonna be much more cracking.
The last
than that one
actually was really good because They put Billy Loomis finance back in it, and
boy, y'all are driving me crazy with this de-aging.
Oh my god.
These AIs.
Oh my god. But yeah.
Oh my god.
So happy. I was happy to see him back in it.
And that girl do look like she could be his daughter for real.
For real. She like, really do. Wow. Good job.
She really look like she could be him and him and Sydney's Hello? Daughter.
While we talk, while they talking.
But whatever.
I'm going to watch that one again. Yeah. I'm going
to
watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah. She'll watch it before we go mm-hmm. see the other one. Because mm-hmm. that's literally like, it's coming up. That coming out March 10th.
Yeah. Yeah. So we got back to back.
Yeah. That's right around the corner.
Yeah.
Then on the horror front, another one that's coming out that I really want to see really bad is Evil Dead Rise.
Hmm.
I don't know if you've ever seen Evil Dead. It's more of like a campy. It's old. It's like probably like the 80s.
I'm going to have to check it Older out. I haven't flick. Seen it, but I will find
but
it.
But it's like a horror comedy, though.
Evil Dead.
But the new shit. Okay, so watch Evil Dead. They did a remake of it like a few years ago.
Okay.
Where it's like much more just like straight up horror. Real fucking good. Like really fucking great. And then this is like a new, another one, but it's like set in, I like that they're changing the settings of these movies. So just like Scream, they're going to New York. They're not going to be in Woodsboro anymore.
Woodsboro.
And then like for the Evil Dead, usually it's some cabin in the woods type of shit. But this time they're going to be in L.A., like in a apartment building. Goodness so that's gracious. Gonna be cracking. But yeah, it looks really good.
That's scary.
That is scary as fuck. Like, cause bro, what did you own?
Yeah. In my apartment building, in my regular metropolitan
I
city.
I like it though, cause it'd be regular as fuck. Now that's some scary ass
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. Cause all that shit that be happening, you like, I don't live by no, I ain't going to no cabin in the woods. Yeah. I ain't got no, for what? I'm good.
And to think we did that shit.
We did do that.
What?
You know your mans.
Yeah, and he want to do it again.
It was fun, though. It was fun. I really implore y'all to go. We need to plan a float trip for real. I think y'all would enjoy it. Me and Daniel had a good time. But aside from that, Tiana Taylor has a movie coming out. Mm. It looks really good. She's doing the drama thing. It's like a real serious flick. About her like trying to adopt some kid or something, and it looked really good. It's just a lot of shit that I'm really really interested in seeing.
Okay.
I'm thinking maybe we'll do some movie reviews as we go into the series.
You plan on going to see Creed?
I've never seen Creed the first. No.
Jeez Louise, kid.
I don't know. Michael B. Jordan is just
what?
I don't really,
I get it.
You know what I'm saying? I don't really be
I like him
like,
in movies. He's like a Lorenz Tate and Omari Hardwick. Like, they're fucking weird in real life.
If he's in something and I see, and he's just happy, like Black Panther, I was going to go see that anyway.
Yeah.
Because that's just who I am.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, he in it. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
But like,
you know, I understand what you're saying, but that's how I feel about the mother too. That I said they fucking weird.
This is my last time giving him a chance.
This your last time? Is this the third Creed?
Yeah, I like the other two Creeds. So
I'm gonna try. I don't know. Maybe it's just not my.
Maybe before you waste your time at the theater, try to watch the. First
yeah,
and
I'm gonna try to watch the first one and see. I do like Tessa Thompson though a lot, yeah. So I might. That might hook me enough. Yeah. But I'm trying to think of what else is coming out that's not horror or Creed. It is a lot of stuff really coming out for real.
I have no idea.
Oh, The last Fast and Furious is coming out.
I'm like three behind.
I am too.
Then they go to outer space for the last one.
I feel like I ain't watched I feel like I ain't watched Fast and Furious since Paul died.
I watched the one right after that. I think it was like right after I had Carter or something.
I did watch the one where they was like, ooh, Dom got a baby. Then, I guess that was the last
one. Was that the last one? Okay, I watched
that
one.
That was the last one I watched.
So it wasn't the one they went to Dubai?
I ain't seen them in the world. I ain't seen them niggas with no camels now.
I don't know. I feel like they went to Dubai for something, girl. This could have been a dream that I didn't.
It might have been. They went to Tokyo that one time.
I don't fucking know. Yeah. There's so many of them.
Why y'all don't want to bring Bow Wow back? Why y'all acting like that?
Shanae. Just stop.
Why are they acting like that to Bow Wow? Why are they being weird to him?
You know how you feel about going to see a movie with Michael B. Jordan?
So y'all can keep bringing Tyrese.
Yeah.
Yes. Tyrese could keep coming back.
Yeah.
Jody.
Fuck it. We here now.
But Bow Wow is where we draw the line. That nigga. Did Cardi B, was she ever in that movie like she was supposed to be? I remember that was a rumor.
No, but I thought she was supposed to be in...
Or is it this one?
Might be this one, but I thought she was supposed to be in You.
Maybe they was lying.
They made that a rumor. They did make
her
that a
song
rumor.
Was in there.
I wonder.
Maybe that was the trick.
Gotcha. I gotcha. Just like Rihanna did us at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, with her little special guest.
Fuck her.
Hey. I doubt that I'll see Fast and Furious, so I'm honestly really having.
I'm so behind.
I don't even know what y'all got going on. Like, I'm finna go get on the Wikipedia page. Like, let me see what these niggas talk about. Because it's what? Too fucking much.
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to see the Floyd Mayweather fight on Zeus?
No.
Well, nobody cared about that fight anyway. Nobody's talking about it at all. The only fight that they're talking about is fucking Tommy and Natalie Nunn.
Oh my God.
They are talking about it. It's one person. What they said? About that fight.
Who said that?
50 Cent.
Oh, of well, course he is. Why wouldn't he?
Duh.
Any chance he fucking gets.
He posted to Instagram pictures of nobody in the stands.
Because why are you fighting on Zeus Network? Because
what is going on?
Somebody said a long time ago, I really am struggling to think of, maybe it was Joe Budden, but I feel like he said that this nigga Floyd is probably broke because this nigga is doing anything for some fuck? Money.
Why are you doing that?
But why are you doing that? And then you actually did it, and everybody's talking about these two reality girls fighting and not you fighting.
Yeah.
So he, or no, we ain't talking about him. I don't even know what happened. I don't even know who he was fighting.
I don't know if he won.
He don't know. He came for that bag, and that's that. Right. I don't really, whatever. But Natalie. Surprisingly, I'm gonna be honest. I really thought Tommy had it.
I thought she did too, but
Natalie beat that girl ass apparently.
Well, Tommy probably was drunk
or high.
Well,
let's. I want to start playing a game where we guess the type of drugs that people are on. What type of drugs do we think that Tommy's on? For sure, coke.
Definitely coke.
But anything else?
Mm. She might have, I don't know. I know she was on coke, but she might have been on a perk.
Yeah.
Definitely coke, though. Definitely coke got her perk fucking 60, mind.
Perk 60, I just popped two perk 30s, hit ass.
I'm going to tell you what, there's just no fucking way.
Because she's crazy. Like, she's really been wilding.
Yeah.
Tommy been a wild nigga forever. I think she a Gemini, too.
Yeah, she is.
So, Tommy already been wild. But then you just add... like drugs and cameras and attention onto that, and the motherfucker really gonna turn up. So she, this whole like week leading up to the fight, she snuck Natalie at a thing, like snatched the girl wig off.
And I can't stand Natalie, but Tommy, that bitch is nuts.
I say this often. I don't like when y'all make me be on people who yes. are side. I don't want to be yes. on. Yes. But why are you making me be on Natalie Nunn's side?
It just pains me.
No, but even before that, Tommy was tripping.
No, Tommy was bugging.
Tommy was tripping. They went to the Chris Brown concert. Chris Brown's little son was there. I guess Tommy said, I'm going to try to talk like. Tommy said, I see the little baby in the room. I said, oh, look at the little baby. They slammed the door in my face. Fuck you in that baby. I'm like, damn, Tommy.
She said, anyway, he looked like he got an extra chromosome or something.
Yeah, and she said, and he look albino. And he I don't give albino. A fuck about that baby. No. I'm like, why you on that?
Why you had to say all that?
Because they didn't want you to see the little baby.
I said, damn, what the baby do?
Yeah. Just exist.
Yeah.
She's mad. But she's like she done went and took her ass and got on Instagram live saying this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Why she getting her makeup done? Fuck that baby. I don't give a fuck about that little funny looking baby.
Got the makeup artist and co-signing and shit like
that. The makeup artist co-signing for you to turn around and apologize though.
Stupid.
Man, bitch, you got me over here.
Fucking stupid.
Luckily, the makeup artist, you could see her face at least, but...
Tommy is an ignorant ass bitch.
Yeah. So Tommy, that was the biggest thing. She apologized a couple of times about that shit, and she still, they took her Instagram. I'm like, I know she hurt Cause
right,
yeah, her Instagram gone.
Instagram took her Instagram.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
But I mean, you calling somebody baby
retarded?
Yeah, like
she was talking crazy. She about was that talking baby.
Crazy, and she don't give a fuck about that baby, and just mm-hmm. she was talking crazy.
Yeah,
and we talking, you talking crazy about somebody that is, even though people love to hate Chris Brown, he's a literal global superstar. Mm-hmm. Like what? That nigga probably made one call, mm-hmm. sent one DM.
Mm-hmm.
What? Bitch, stop playing with me. Mm-hmm. Also, leading us to Chris Brown, I seen a lot of people up in arms about Chloe Bailey's song with him. Or they're doing a song and people was mad. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, oh, well, why are you doing a song with an abuser? And yada, yada, yada. And la, 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 la.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, y'all not tired yet?
That, well, okay, so I do agree with that. Like, y'all, for one, y'all ain't tired yet. And then they was like, oh, well, we're not even talking about the Rihanna. We're talking about Karrueche and whoever else has something to say about him being an abuser. All the other women, like, it's not just Rihanna.
Okay.
And they're like, Karrueche's not lying. What she?
I don't even remember what Karrueche said. But what I do know is Karrueche don't be talking about it. So why y'all give a fuck? Karrueche don't be, hey y'all, ben, we let's not
Yeah.
Karrueche don't be like, hey guys, let's boycott Chris Brown. Let's yada yada yada. She over here living her life. I don't really think she gives a fuck.
Honestly.
And who knows what type of conversations or reconciliations they've had about that situation since then.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I just am tired. And then the math don't be mathing. Everybody's all up in arms, but Chris Brown's tours are always sold out.
Yeah.
Like
the math ain't mathing.
It just don't make no sense. I'm just
Yeah.
So Cheetah Girl.
Relax.
She said something, girl. She
I know. Why did you do that? Huh? That's how I feel about that. Like, why did you do that?
She just don't know how to mind the business that pays her.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't even mad at Chris Brown. Well, I wasn't mad at Chris Brown for saying what he was saying to her. But what I was upset about was, I'm just to a point in my life personally where I'm just not even about to go back and forth with you.
That's
like, I'm not, especially if I'm him and she's her.
Honestly, like what? Like, the only part I disagreed with was the response. Like, girl, it was just too easy.
It was too easy. Now you done gave her some attention. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, So I do still think it's crazy. Do you think the B2K was running trains on her or she just was messing with them individually? She did an interview and said she messed with 3 out of 4 of them.
All but Razz-B, probably.
Probably all but Omarion. He looked like he was.
Or you think he passed on her? Yeah. Well, she was cute back in the day.
She was cute, but he had badder bitches than that.
He definitely had badder bitches.
Yeah. Omarion had a little Jennifer Freeman from My Wife and Kids, the light skin, replacement daughter. He
with her crazy ass.
Yeah. He had her. Omarion had some of them. He has some of them. Naya Rivera, they dated.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she bounced room to room.
Maybe.
I don't know, but
I think at least two of them ran a train on her. Yeah. I'm going to just start
after
that rumor.
After the first one, the other two probably ran a train.
I'm
going to
start
that rumor.
I'm
going to
ride.
Yeah. Y'all remember when J-Boog and Razz-B ran that train on Keely? That was crazy. I sent the video, I think.
So she... Who was the other member of B2K? Who am I thinking of? J-Bug, Razz-B, Omarion.
Lil Fizz.
So after she messed with Lil Fizz, J-Bug and Razz-B ran a train on her just to be doing shit.
Yeah, just to... I think Lil Fizz was the person recording it.
Okay.
For real.
Yeah. Had to be.
I'm going to have to get that footage for y'all because I did see it back in the day.
Yeah, it was on Twitter.
On Twitter. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
OG Twitter users.
I feel like
know.
We really good at starting rumors.
Good as fuck because that was right.
It's convincing.
I ain't had to think about it.
Yeah, it was on Twitter. I mean, y'all could try to search it. Y'all might not be able to. They might have scrubbed the internet.
The hashtag was something. It was something.
They can do that.
3LW something. I forget. It'll come back to me.
They doing all kind of crazy shit on the internet. These goddamn AIs. Oh. Fucking.
I forget.
Oh my gosh, listen. I heard the story about
this thing's gonna take off.
Yeah, yeah, I hope so.
Pray. I pray about it every night. I hope so. Every night.
Yeah. I really do hope that this is something that begins.
No ending.
Gotta start something.
No ending in sight.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. She need to tweet us now.
Yeah, now she gonna have to come to me to clear it up.
Yeah. I'll be like, since you got so many issues with Chris Brown,
now you got a real issue.
Now you got a real problem.
Yeah, we're going. You want to have a sit down?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Cause I ain't got no millions of dollars. What's up?
And Chris Brown, you can call him if you want to.
Yeah. Tag me in, coach. Period.
Right.
I got it.
Now what you got to say
between her and Tommy? Like, they really got Chris Brown fucked up, honestly.
Cause why did you say that, Tommy? Instagram.
Don't even. I'll give you my number. I'm just about to call him. I'm about to call him on Instagram right now. Y'all think he gonna answer?
Hell no. Hey.
Shanae calling Chris Brown.
Shanae be calling people on Instagram though.
I got that from your cousin. I'm like, damn, you really a genius.
She really be calling people on Instagram.
We're calling Chris Brown.
And we'll call back to back to back to back. Like they ain't answer. Like I bet they fucking did it.
That nigga said, hey, I've been calling Cardi B on Instagram. I'm like, damn.
Oh, talk about something. This bitch got, who does this bitch think she is?
Oh, that was Carisha. He said, who does this bitch think she is? I can't call her. You know, but he dumb as hell, but he smart. Cause yeah, why wouldn't I call you if I can?
But who does this bitch think she is? It's crazy.
I'll
see
you
to me.
I'm
calling Chris. Okay, he getting another call right now.
Oh, okay.
It say no answer. Report a problem. Yes. Don't mind if I do.
Push this one.
I do have a problem because why he not answering?
Who does this bitch think he is?
We trying to talk about this right now. I'm trying to have your back. Come on,
man.
And I know you want that because I'm a rider.
Let's put it to the world.
Yeah,
let's break the case.
Yeah,
period.
We are. This is Operation Vindicate Chris Brown in 2023. Cause they be playing with him. I know. I'm surprised actually. Sierra would want to be helpful to him because he a Taurus man, and she really don't care for Taurus.
I don't, but you know, me and Chris Brown got the same initials. Like our initials are the same.
That's true.
CMB.
That's true.
So that's my nigga. Can't get no bigger.
Y'all twins.
And I went to his concert. He was, you know, back in the day, and he's a good performer. Like I love me some Chris Brown.
He's a very good performer.
And it probably works in his favor that I don't know him personally because I don't like Taurus men like that.
It do. So, but I feel like I don't know his chart or whatever, but I feel like y'all would get along.
I think so. I just feel like that.
Yeah.
I just feel like that. When he started getting on that stubborn bullheaded shit, I know how to, all right, my boy.
I'm like, all right, Chris, here you go.
Yeah. See you when
here
I see
you. Here you go tripping.
See you when I see you.
That's when you just got to sing that song where he talking about Carucci. He gonna relax.
Right.
Carucci.
Why did he do that?
He loved
her.
Talking
about ad-libs.
He did love her.
He loved that girl. Well, he should have thought about that. And she's so fine. Praise God.
She's adorable.
Do y'all think how much longer do y'all think we got till we die? Because this is global warming /
I don't know.
Revelations. Because
my grandma was saying we was living in the last days when I was 10.
She was saying that.
So I don't know.
I feel like my mama. I feel like they were saying that when they was little.
Yeah. So I don't know.
We'll see.
Like my back pop, I mean, any day now.
Okay, not you. Not, I mean, just like.
She ain't mean like you personally. She meant like all of us.
Yeah, like all of us. The last
any
of
day
us.
Now,
I'm like, it's all the shit that is, that's supposed to be iced up and melt, and it's melting and dried up. All I'm like, but then nigga, what? Ecosystem's gone.
We need to quarantine a few more weeks.
I'm just like.
I know,
what?
I wouldn't mind another lockdown.
For how long, though?
Mm-hmm. Give me a month.
A month? I don't hate a month.
A month would be cool. I don't know.
Let
I
the
mean,
earth breathe. You know what I'm saying? Just slow the cars down. Nobody got
to
go.
There. I don't know. I just think that y'all just need to just take everybody's car and turn them electric. Ken, is that a way to do that?
Turn
a car electric?
I don't want them motherfuckers to have that much power.
I don't want global warming.
For real, because they be on some bullshit.
I don't want global warming, I'm going to be honest. But there are its own set of problems that come with the electric vehicles.
Because you see, they talking about some rolling power to reserve power. Real quick. Nigga.
nigga.
My Spire bill, no matter where I've lived, has never been more than $40. Ever. My Spire bill this month was $135. Why?
Girl, my shit was $200.
Why?
That's what I'm saying. She talking about gas prices went up 8%. I said, that's not 8%, baby. I would go months without paying this bill. And when I finally paid, that motherfucker be $150.
That's crazy to me. And that's what I'm saying, too. And then when we moved out of 9316, you know, ain't nobody been living here. Mm-hmm. Using no still electricity. High. It was still high. It was like $200. And there's nothing been on.
Nah, bitch. Cut this shit off over here.
That's crazy to me. That is fucking crazy to me, bro.
It is really crazy. Everything is expensive right now. I'm just really have been like, oh my God. I'm probably really finna have to start selling pussy. I just...
Yeah.
And I'm not... I don't want to do that.
I mean...
But what else am I to do?
What's a girl to do?
I ain't making no plates. I don't like cooking.
But I do like fucking.
I do like fucking.
So fuck.
Hello.
People be like, I just feel like there's so many other ways you could have. No, what? Tell me something I'm enjoying. Taking
this nigga want me to stay in the kitchen all day to make $300 when I can make $500 in 40 minutes.
Nigga, please.
Shit, the way these niggas be fucking, probably 10 minutes.
Probably 10, right.
Stop playing with me.
Nigga, please.
I know you fucking lying. I'm working smarter, not harder.
Period. Because cooking, what? That's, and all the prep and energy and all time. That.
I got to go grocery shopping. I got to
take my time and pay attention. Nigga, please.
It's giving bad idea, Chris.
It's giving. It's giving. I might as well go to work.
It's giving.
Not doing it. I'm trying to have. Dang. I'm trying to have more free time.
It's giving. It's Family Dollar hiring because I ain't doing that.
Because of what?
You tripping?
Yeah, he was bugging.
Ain't no. He tried it though. I appreciate. I mean, thank you for trying, but
no thanks. But no thanks.
Plates. Well, we reserve selling plates for funerals only.
Period. Because what the hell is you even talking about? You think I'm... Listen. It feels like work.
And Keisha Cole at the Grammys.
Yeah.
She do what she got to do. I'm not selling no plates.
She didn't have to do that.
That's what they said.
How many niggas would have paid to fuck her?
You right. She wasn't...
She wasn't using her fucking noggin.
She wasn't thinking.
Trying to keep her numbers low. Fuck all that.
Oh. Because how they even go know unless you tell them?
You want this fume paid for or not?
You find the right nigga, you can fuck him one time for the big bag.
Hello.
You ain't even got to keep on doing hello. It. You ain't got to do $10, $40 fucks. You can do.
You can take it, that little pussy can take it easy.
Yeah. If you don't mind him being cock-eyed a little bit, you might.
He probably be a little retarded, but.
Yeah, but he may. But he make good money. He been there a long time. He got a pension.
He got a pension. That's crazy.
He might sweat a little bit.
All right. Now I'm about to throw up. Now I'm about to go apply a dollar.
He general. Might be a little cock-eyed and bow-legged, but who cares?
Send me a picture.
Hey, shit. No, I know you got paid this week, Gerald.
Stop fucking playing with me.
That's what I'm saying. Like, no, not going there. But y'all need to quit playing about this. I'm about to just go live off the grid, honestly. I'm going to have to figure that out because it seems hard. But these bills and me are just not getting along.
You got
to
pick your level of hard. Like, how hard do you want it?
Medium.
Yeah. I'm saying.
She said medium? That's she said crazy. That? She want a chip. Oh, that's really the worst.
A chip,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Because what I'm gonna do with this?
What I'm gonna do with this? Fuck. Mm-mm. Like, boy, you better think I'm attractive real quick.
You got a little ED.
I could have had a. Yeah. No.
Have you ever? Never mind. We talk about that another time because I feel like that's something I really would like to deep dive into.
I want to know what you was going to say.
I was just going to say, have you ever, like, tried to get it going with the chub?
All right. Talk about it later.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I feel like it's kind of one of them where it's like, I feel like that's going to lead to something else and something else. And then we're going to get all off track. So just mental note.
That's good.
Yeah. Good. The end of my answer.
Yeah. Mental note. Mental note, have you ever got it going with the chub? So if y'all hear this question, be asking a couple
I think
weeks.
We need a man on here.
Oh, yeah. We going to get one.
Yeah. And let Chris, and if you want to tap in, or do we, you want to get, we'll figure it out. We'll get to the bottom of it.
I'm typing. Don't excuse my clickety clack, y'all. I'm typing this on my. I'm typing this to remember. Because I mean, I feel like there might be worse ways to start sexting with somebody with a chub. Honestly.
We'll get into it.
Yeah. So Travis Kelce hosting Saturday Night Live. I usually hate when white people host Saturday Night Live. I did think that Jack Harlow did a good job though. And I kind of feel like he in the same vein as
cry. Wait a second. Was that me?
I'm trying to see if that was me.
Hold on, don't
hold
me back. I
don't
want to get a headache. Hold on.
I can't breathe.
My bad.
This is crazy.
We're going to
need a fan.
Okay, regroup.
Oh, my God. Girl.
I'm not even about to explain myself.
Oh my God. This reminds me of that time we was on Clubhouse. I said, hey, if y'all ever hear me breathing hard, just mute me. Please.
I wasn't asleep.
She was woke as hell. I don't know if that's better or worse.
But I was trying to see something. I wasn't asleep. I was trying to focus. I promise I wasn't asleep. It was important.
Oh my God.
All right.
Okay.
We here. We back.
Travis Kelce.
Mm-hmm. And anyway. You gonna feel real bad when I tell you what it was wrong.
Okay. So Travis Kelce, I am gonna watch that. I might even try to watch it live as it happens. I usually watch like the next day when it posts, but I think I might try to actually watch it live. And
you can watch it same day.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube.
Oh, on YouTube. Bye bye.
On that night, YouTube normally has everything segmented.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go ahead and try to, you know.
What time does it normally come on?
10. 9,
10, yeah. Somewhere in between late hours.
Yeah. It's usually done at like midnight.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm gonna try to fuck with it and see what he's talking about. You know, if I feel like if Jack Harlow did a good job, then Travis Kelce will probably do a good job.
I'm sure that nigga got
I
some
hope
shit
he's
to say.
Stinky leg on there.
He definitely gonna do a little dance. He gonna give us something.
I hope he does.
He gonna give us something.
I feel like while I like do love Travis Kelce, I'm just torn because he's a Libra. Like,
yeah.
You know,
he be giving motherfuckers the blues.
He do. He be stressing them motherfuckers out.
Libras are a lot, and that's the men and the women.
You know that black woman getting stressed out by that white man.
They broke up.
Again?
They've been broke up
since last season.
She living her best fine ass life too.
What is Kayla? What's her birthday? She a Taurus?
I don't mind my business, but just send me that Instagram.
You don't follow her on Instagram?
Y'all, she posted Chris Brown, call me back.
The night that the night that we won the championship game, she posted something. I said, now why would this bitch get on here and post this? We got an important game coming up.
She went like that.
Oh my God. Kayla's so fucking fine.
She's
so fine.
And she be hanging with Joy.
Yeah, I saw that. I don't know how I feel about that friendship.
I mean, I'm just saying they both fine.
I did see that, but I don't know how I feel about it.
Is her name
Joy the
Bow Wow baby mama?
I don't know.
Back to him.
Is that the reporter?
No, she the one. She be dancing. She man, when I show you her, you're gonna be like, oh damn. Let's see. Kayla Nicole. It's too many. Kayla Nicole is just too common of a name as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But yeah, I'm looking very much forward to watching that. I also think I'm looking forward to seeing the back to the movies, but this made me think of it because Travis, because of Jack Harlow, he's doing the White Man Can't Jump.
When does that come out?
I don't know. I haven't seen no dates, but I did finally see a trailer.
Who's
going to
be the black guy?
I don't know. I don't know.
She's a Scorpio, by the way.
Oh, man, that's a toxic relationship right there.
A Libra and a Scorpio? Like, who was, like, who even wins?
Nobody.
You know how you in a situation where you just like, okay, I can tell who the winner is or the alpha is in this? Like a Scorpio and a Cancer, you know the Scorpio is the
that's the man. Even if that's not the man,
yeah. But with a Libra and a Scorpio, like wow, you guys are both fucking catty. What?
It was real sassy in that house. I know,
sassy,
a sass fest,
sass fest for sure,
a sass fucking fest. And while we're here, I do want y'all to know that I like sassy men in the proper context.
Yeah.
In the proper context. I like that y'all be using our little lingo and stuff. I think that's cute.
Yeah.
It's very cute. And it let me know that y'all understand me.
Yeah, let me know you focused.
Come on.
Don't be too
but not too sassy now.
Yeah.
Not too much.
I can't stand like a hyper masculine man.
Not too much.
So
y'all can say not too much. I like that for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
I love period.
Come on.
Give me one more. What else?
Can and a discussion. It's giving.
That's saucy.
No, it's not, though.
That's way too sanitary.
What?
It's giving.
But you don't say it like that. You like, it's giving.
That's even worse.
I don't know. My man says it's giving, and I like it because
I like it's giving. It's cool.
Because it'd be on point.
Very much. It's giving very much something.
Maybe because he'd be like, I don't know. I just be saying that shit.
Yeah, I like
give
it.
Give me one more, not as good.
Which ones did we already say?
Period.
He don't like it's giving.
Very much.
That's not that
much.
You.
Yeah, not that you. Not I like that. Not too much.
Not
I
too
do.
Much.
I like
just
too much.
Was saying it. Yeah. Not too much. Not that you.
Yeah.
Oh, you thought you ate.
Too far.
Okay.
I don't know no man to say that, but
I mean, not seriously.
No, I know what you're saying, but yeah.
But yeah, I like it. Come on. Give me some more. Not too much.
Not too much,
but just enough.
Tiana Taylor's in that
White Man Can't Jump. Is she? Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Come on, queen. I really love Tiana Taylor. I'm liking this new chapter of her like career. I don't know. I want to say like, well, I guess it is her life, but just I know, you know, I don't think she's doing the music no more. So I like her doing other things and just coming into
I think she's gonna be a great actress.
I do too. Because she's very like,
yeah,
I don't know how to explain it. She's very talented.
Renaissance.
Yeah. I love me some Tiana Taylor. I'm excited for this for her. I think she'll be great at it.
Yeah.
And that movie, I'm really that movie come out like at the end of March, so I'm definitely checking that out. The one I was talking about earlier with the little boy, and I gotta definitely check
I'm gonna
that
find a preview.
Out. Have y'all seen the Spin About You video?
Yup.
Oh gosh, I loved it.
That was good.
It was good. Drake is good.
At first, when I was watching, I'm like, what is this shit? But then, as the plot thickened, I was like, okay, this is cute. I like this.
It is cute. But then it's good.
I like girl power.
I'm going to have to check it out.
Oh, man. I can't believe you haven't seen this video. Yeah, it's a really good. It's different, too. I love it. I didn't want to. I was at the end like, damn, man, they killed me. But
the video doesn't match the song.
It doesn't. But I kind of be liking videos like that.
Yeah.
It does, but it doesn't. Like.
Yeah.
It does, because, you know, the beginning is like, yeah, but then it's just a plot twist in the second half of it. That's just like, damn, okay.
I really liked the bad bitch that they used for that, too.
Oh, my God.
Because she was not the typical bad bitch, I guess you would say.
She's gorgeous, but I found this a lot, though. She's an Instagram model.
Mm-hmm.
She's 250 pounds.
Mm, thick.
fine as fuck, she's though. Gorgeous. Like, she's, but it ain't just, and it's not like a, oh, I'm 250 pounds, but I'm tall and it's cinched in the right way. Like, she's a big girl. Mm-hmm. Like, for real. She's fine as a motherfucker.
Yeah.
But I find, I do be feeling like big girls be extra, extra pretty. Mm-hmm. Like, really, really pretty. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, it kind of is like normal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, them big, sometimes them little skinny ones be the real basic looking regular girls, mm-hmm. honestly. Mm-hmm. But them big girls, boy, they know how to put that shit on.
Yeah, they do.
They be fine.
Yeah, they do.
They take good care of their seals. They clean confident. Between their creases.
They be confident.
Yeah, they confident. They do. And she was in that video looking like, I know these niggas both want me.
To me, as a man, that's probably one of the biggest turn-ons about a woman is just how she carries herself and her confidence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Come on.
No matter if you're big, skinny, if you ain't the best looking, if you're confident, you carry it as if it's not just a arrogance. That's
yeah.
attractive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was walking around that video like, I know both you niggas want me.
Yeah, period.
Come on.
So there's that.
You gotta, we gonna turn it on before when we close up shop so you can see it, Chris. But yeah, I also, lastly, on the pop culture front, because it's gonna get us to where we need to go for the end of the show, Snowfall is back.
Finally.
And I know y'all be on that. Oh, Shana, you need to watch BMF. BMF.
You do, because Charles is a bitch ass nigga, but go ahead.
I don't give a fuck about Charles. And I keep hearing that from people that watch both, that Snowfall is so much better than BMF, that I'm like, what do I even want to waste my time for?
Snowfall is 5 seasons in, bro. Like, give him a chance. Jeez.
Just try it.
Like, that. That's not a fair comparison.
I don't know why. I just am not. I don't. But I was very much interested immediately at Snowfall. Like, when I first watched it, I was like, ooh. And I feel like BMF is going to be for me like how I was with The Walking Dead. Like, bitch, I do not even. Like.
Did you like Power?
Yeah.
It's going to feel like that.
Okay.
So it ain't going to be great. It's going to be like cool. It's going to be entertaining. Oh, shit, it's action.
Okay.
And then, like, the storylines be cool, too.
Yeah.
It'd be, like, you know, I'll get bored easy. Mm-hmm. All it take for me is to pick up my phone, and I'm 3 seasons in, and I don't know what the fuck that happened. So, it don't take much for me to get distracted. So, I say that to say I think you can, if you can get through, and it's not even, like, it's boring, so just do your best to get to episode 3. Like, if you can get through an episode or two, like, you'll be fine.
I binged, Snowfall. I didn't start watching Snowfall immediately. I started watching Snowfall because I was talking to a nigga at the time, and he was like, can we watch it together? And
well, I wish you found a nigga that would, that you like enough to watch Snowfall, but I ain't tripping. I ain't really tripping.
I don't really be watching TV with niggas just, no more. I kind of just wish. Be on my own. I think that's probably why I just be like.
That's why I said I wish you liked a nigga enough.
That's what we're here for.
Y'all watching TV with y'all bitches and niggas.
You can call. We can
have
this discussion.
Yeah. Well, we about to do this on FaceTime. Like, well, fuck y'all. I'm not doing
you
that.
You can come to the crib. We got a couch downstairs now. We turning that home into a house.
Talk the about trap it. House.
Trap house turning into a house.
Come on.
Talk about it.
Well, the people that I care to speak on is Franklin and Neil.
Mm-hmm. And
Neil. Hey. This nigga is turned. He is literally, and I know this is humans in general, but Franklin is like literally a totally different person than he was at the beginning of his fucking show. Like, this nigga not humble at all. This nigga is like.
I feel like in the business that he's in, he can't be.
I mean, I get that, but even it's just. I don't hate it. I don't dislike it. I actually kind of fuck with it.
As
with
I said, like, thought about it. I'm like, what could he do? What could he have done differently?
Because there's been so many situations on the show where I feel like, boy, you should have put your foot down a little bit harder.
Yeah.
So this time I'm just like, okay, now, oh, you the nigga. You should have been this whole time, probably. If you would have been this nigga, season 2, we wouldn't even be having this problem.
Mm-hmm. I had to get him right when he went to jail. Remember?
Facts.
He ain't been right since.
That's right. You're right. But I'm just like, hey, you know what? And then I never had watched The Wire, but was that you that said? Because I said, boy, Franklin, mama even acting a fool. And this motherfucker like, no, stop playing with me. But I guess they did kill her man and shit. But
yeah.
somebody said, "Oh, that's such and such mama on the wire, boy. You should have seen that one coming." I'm like, damn, okay. That is when I do. I think I will go ahead and run back The Wire.
Mm-hmm.
I never watched it, but I don't know.
I watched the last couple seasons with my mama when I was a kid, but the earlier seasons, I think I was just too young to.
You should really watch The Wire. I watch it every year around winterish time.
Why do you want
that? That's a good time to start it. Because what else is going on? Shanae be outside in the winter.
I be outside.
So that's why. But I don't
even
it.
I'm about to just even stop, like, even acting like I just don't go. I'll be outside. I'll be like, damn it, I'm out again. And it don't help none that I don't really have to spend no money when I'm out.
Yeah.
That'll keep you out. Now, if I was really doing some damage, I might be like, ooh, let me sit the fuck down somewhere. But, you know. Shout out to people that love me and want to kick it with me.
Straight out.
And shout out to my job.
Right.
Because right. That's where I be. Anyway. But yeah, so the first two episodes dropped. Franklin is, I don't know. So I need to know, because I've been seeing the debate. Whose side are you on?
Are we spoiling?
It don't matter.
It's been out for
a while. Yes, they about to drop the new episode in a couple of days.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Or the next two episodes, I think, in a couple of days. We cool to spoil it. I need to know whose side are you on? Because I've been seeing people that's actually been like thinking Franklin is kind of in the wrong.
Please.
And I'm like,
he built this shit
brick by brick.
Period.
Like, the fuck? I'm like, You niggas really, like, he really was the young nigga that put y'all on to the shit. Because
you niggas was scared, for real, if you really want to talk about it. So, what are we talking about here?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Y'all niggas was scared. Them niggas was scared.
Wanted to stay on the porch.
Yeah, y'all want to stay on the porch. Franklin wants to jump off the porch. So, what are we talking about here?
Yeah.
So, you can't.
So, then it's like, when I call you because I need something from you, I done put you in this position. Mm-hmm. You act like you ain't got nothing for me.
You done stole my plug.
Over a nigga that killed my motherfucking daddy.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. Bet.
Okay. Bet but that. I really have been seeing people like, oh, I can't believe he talking to them like that. And he.
That's them old school motherfuckers that think like that. Because me personally, Franklin, I got your back, doggy.
Come on.
Because what?
What is we talking about?
Ain't no way.
Ain't no way at all. I'm Team Franklin for sure.
Yeah.
I'm Team Franklin for sure. I hope he get all his shit back.
Yeah.
I hope that this season end with a bang. I will say that I do hope that if there is a way that they can make amends, I do hope the family gets back right. But mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, I could, in real life, these people.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all want a little spoiler alert or y'all want me to just chill?
You can go ahead. I don't know how much the show is sticking to real life, though. You know what I'm saying? Either,
but yeah. If it's, I know it's
if
loosely,
it's like real life,
if mm-hmm. it's loosely based on the truth, Jerome dies.
Uh-oh. How he die?
Real spoiler.
He gets killed
by Franklin.
I don't know if he get killed by Franklin. Uh-huh. I can't remember, but Jerome's character is based off OG Puddin.
Mm-hmm.
So
he looked like a puddin.
Yeah. So
you ever be watching
them
YouTube videos?
Yeah,
I do.
After I watched Payton Fool for the first time, I was in a rabbit hole on YouTube. What these niggas had going on?
No, for real. Yeah. And Louie, she was on Queen Pins on the BET. Did y'all watch that little series with all the Queen Pins, the women?
I saw the show, but I never watched her episode.
She a boss ass bitch.
Still. Like,
not still, but she was a boss ass bitch, and she did do a nice little amount of prison time. But she was a boss ass bitch. She lived, but Jerome dies.
I was hoping that Louis dies, and I'm gonna still ride.
And it's the opposite.
It's the opposite. Yeah.
Louis dies in the series.
In the series, we'll see what happens. But yeah, and since it's loosely based on the truth, that's very possible.
Might be different.
Yeah.
They might do what you want, Chris. They might kill Louis and let Jerome live.
Come on, get that shot.
Who knows?
Yeah.
They might kill both of them.
But get on y'all.
They might both live.
Get on y'all little YouTubes and.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out. Yeah. But it ain't no. As for me and my household, we Team Franklin. And that's on period.
Yeah.
I'm right.
And what's up? And that little ugly bitch that I was like, why he with her? In the first damn place, she doing exactly what I knew she would. Not be a rider.
She's tired of this nigga too.
I'm tired of her.
So it's crazy. I wonder, yeah.
I mean, eventually. But I'm saying, she was giving too much lip from the front. Like, girl.
Yeah.
You knew what the fuck. This would be killing me. Don't come at me no bullshit if you knew what this was. When you start, you know what I'm saying? You start fucking with a motherfucker. And I'm not even just talking about in the guise of, I'm messing with a drug dealer or the plug or the drug dealer. You know what I'm saying? Any situation that you come into with a motherfucker, if you know what's up, stop playing with me when shit started to be what it is.
Yeah.
Because you already knew what it was.
Mm-hmm. I don't disagree.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. Okay, now you acting like that. That's now crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
This been my job. You crazy. You knew that, right?
You crazy.
You knew that, right?
She knew.
Yeah, so I don't like when people play them type of reindeer games. Like, if you don't think that you can deal with it, don't just come into the situation because you want to, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I want to, oh, let's see, maybe I could change him. Maybe he won't keep selling the drugs. I guess he did tell her that he had a plan on getting out the game, but girl, the plan done changed because the plan done had to change. Like,
yeah. I'm not going to okay.
Come on, like talk I really kind of.
And I'm trying to figure out how to get out.
Right. It sound good when we talking about it. You know what they say about God and you making your plans.
Mm-hmm.
The CIA said no, nigga.
Nah, nigga. psych your mind, nigga.
Yeah. So I just feel like any type of when you entering into some shit like that, like girl, please.
Yeah.
Like. The level of expectations that you have for a nigga that is self-made, but it's also not self-made. Like, Ted, this nigga kind of got a boss.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like.
He a lot of millions up, but he report to somebody.
Yeah. Like, he didn't get this shit out of the mud.
Yeah.
He did, but he didn't. He didn't at all, actually.
So.
But what he chose to do with the product, how he chose to move it, how he moved, like, that was him. I got you there.
Mm-hmm.
But the getting on, the plug, that part,
yeah.
No. He answering to somebody. I don't know why you thought. Maybe she just, I guess she is, like, smart and stuff. Maybe she's just not street literate to know. Yeah. But, like, girl. And you're not even cute enough to be acting like that.
Stop it.
I'm just not a fan of her face.
Cut it out.
Mothers of his child.
Shouldn't be.
Just cut it out.
I'm about to start acting, because what? I turned that TV on last season like, oh no, you fucking lying.
Where is cuz at? Did he really go to Africa?
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay. I need to figure out if that means he ain't coming back at all.
That's what I'm saying. Like, is y'all just tricking me or like, what's up?
My money got the fuck out of Dodge too.
This is the last season though. Oh, you talking about the actual character.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. But damn, can I want to see them down there beating on some Congos or something.
We not getting no footage from Africa.
It ain't got to be the real Africa. They can just, you know, a little sound stage.
Him and Wanda gone.
They didn't give it to us in Belly, so they damn sure ain't going to give it to us in this.
I'm about to watch Nigga Cat 2 again and see if I see them in there.
Stop it. The fact that Nigga Cat wasn't even... Nothing what I expected. Anyway, go ahead.
It wasn't. But you know, somebody died. So I think that kind of had a big effect on...
Oh, yeah, huh?
Yeah.
The trajectory of the movie.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I respect that. All right,
let's not go morbid. What else about Franklin? Yeah.
Nothing. I just love him, and I'm glad my show is back. I really... If it wasn't the last season, I probably would just wait till it was done to watch, because I like to binge, but...
Have y'all watched Your Honor?
I haven't. Oh, yeah. I keep hearing about that one, too.
I mean, I liked the first season. The first season was really good, but the second season, it took like 4 episodes for it to get good. It was a fucking snooze fest. I said, hey, I know I'm invested, but I'm about to stop. Okay.
I enjoyed it. It's just, I feel like it's too over the top.
Yeah.
At this point. I mean, I'm already invested, so I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
But what I'm watching, I feel like, all right, now the property, all right, now the mob, all right, now the mother of the
Yeah, like,
It's giving Fast and Furious in space.
It's starting to
I'm not like, not literally, but just.
Yeah, but it's
I
just.
I think it's going to tie together well. Mm-hmm. At first, it just seemed like they just threw so much extra at the episode.
Yeah.
Buying a restaurant or the club.
Yeah. And the baby. Yeah. That pissed me off. Why? Why did y'all do that? And Adam couldn't live.
Yeah.
Don't piss me off. If Adam could have lived, I'd be cool, but I guess.
With them having a baby.
Yeah, like, why do we need this guy?
And I'm glad that they did state that she was 17 in the last episode about how she couldn't just leave because she don't know what to do. She ain't college. She didn't go to school. She's 17. So
yeah.
That made sense, but it's just like, y'all, the baby wasn't even in the last season.
Yeah.
The thought of having the baby.
Nothing.
Y'all
nothing.
Didn't make it seem like they were romantic.
That's why I said, when they have sex.
Exactly.
When they have sex. I literally said that. I said that.
But I'm bought in. So I'm riding.
Good, that's where I'm at. It's getting good now, but it was pissing me off. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, y'all good. Y'all fine. That is another show that people have been telling me I need to be watching.
No, that show I'm not going to press you too much on. It's not.
Well, she said.
I can keep you caught up on that.
It's The Strays. I keep hearing it's a really good movie on Netflix. I'm going to watch that. I think we should all watch that.
Ooh, have y'all watched the Murdoch killings? Okay. It's just it's a mini series, kind of like the Sally one where she the buff bodybuilder when I killed her husband. It's very mini like that. 3 episodes. Very easy to watch, but it's good. So watch that too.
Okay. And we'll reconvene.
No, for real. Watch it because you're going to be like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Jinx, you owe me a soda.
Period.
So, It's giving besties.
It's giving 4L. Like,
it's giving all the rest of my days.
Period. It's giving just very in tune. Like,
it's giving
here, right here, right here,
right here, right now.
Chris is so uncomfortable.
I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
You ain't supposed to say nothing because this is a me and her.
Period.
This is an A and B conversation. So
you know the rest.
Come on.
I don't want to be mean or nothing like that.
But you in women's business.
After we got through saying we like when they use our link.
I do like when they use our lingo, but I don't like when they think that they got something to say and got to say something every time. Like, damn, this wasn't even about you.
Ooh. Period.
We is bonding.
That's my... was linked like a mother.
We was right there. We was right there.
Like the emoji.
Sometimes I be like, I don't even know how to say this to her, but I know how she gonna feel. I'm gonna say it anyway.
It's written all over your face.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like we have a lot of things planned, y'all. I'm not gonna talk about what we have planned because I like to surprise y'all with stuff. But I will say this. We are looking to have more guests on the show. Now, I don't want y'all to take this as an invitation to be in my DMs.
Oh my God.
About coming on this motherfucker. Because y'all know, I will tell you no. And I will mean it.
Shanae will tell you no.
So, I will tell you no. But you know what? I don't know. Sierra's acting like that. I will tell you no. And Sierra will tell you, why don't you get your own podcast? So, why she acting like that about me is crazy.
But people know I'm a piece of shit. I ain't even a piece of shit. I'm just very blunt. Shanae will be playful, like, nah, you know what you gonna talk about. I'll be that motherfucker.
No,
like,
I do want to know. Because I want to know. Because maybe you'll tell me something good.
You ain't got to tell me for me to know. I know you ain't got nothing to understand this motherfucking show, so.
Because it's hard. They don't understand.
You ain't got to tell me. I already fucking know.
And they probably listen to this motherfucker talking shit right back, like, bitch, you ain't talking about shit.
That's okay. And that's why this my shit and not your shit.
And so get your own shit.
I love that. You prove. Thank you for adding to my point. Shit. The fuck?
But that's true. She not wrong.
Nah, don't be fucking wrong. Shanae be interested. She trying to find the potential. She like, let me see
sometimes
if I can find the potential.
Be having potential. Sometimes y'all don't. I don't. It's really just not a good idea to just give everybody a platform.
It's not. Some of you motherfuckers be wowing.
Some of y'all need to shut the fuck up. Some of y'all need to just talk to y'all friends.
Hello, y'all only funny amongst yourselves.
Some of y'all need to talk to y'all selves.
Hello.
That's it.
And some of y'all need to talk to the lady. But anyway.
Oh.
Well, we are grateful for the listeners.
Oh yeah, you can listen all that.
Yeah,
and you can. You
I need you to tap in.
If you for real,
DM Shanae.
DM me and be like, I'm gonna give you. We gonna talk about it.
Shanae is the filter.
We gonna talk about it.
She the filter.
But
don't DM me.
No, please don't DM Chris.
What 21 say? Bitch, call your daddy. Bitch, call your uncle. Bitch, don't call me.
Yeah, no, Chris is absolutely the last one.
That's the very last one.
Don't even try that. You be better off calling Chris Brown on Instagram.
Hey, she not fucking wrong. He gonna stand up straight, put his hand in his pocket. What?
Man,
what?
That boy gonna put that koofy on. Now, why would you ask me?
Boy, how much time you got?
No. So, we not doing that. But I will be reaching out to certain people. I will be trying to bring some guests back. So, if y'all have ideas of people that are not yourselves, unless you are a good idea to come on.
Some of y'all do be good ideas. I will give you
some
that.
Some of y'all are good ideas. If y'all have good ideas for other people that y'all think that we should reach out to or that y'all think would be a good, you know, a good time, a good key on the pod, let us know at the Honey Trap Pod on Instagram, Honey Trap Pod on Twitter, the Honey Trap Podcast on Facebook, or you can hit us up, me, up on my personal socials. If y'all would like to, because I feel like it's starting to get warm out. I feel like, I don't know about C, but I really like having guests. I love obviously us just talking. But I feel like since we had Damo on, but you weren't here.
I know.
So I feel like I just really love the dynamic that C and I have when we got people here.
It's just
fun.
It is. It's fun. It's lighthearted. It's awesome.
Yeah. So.
And I hate that I missed the episode with Damo, but the episode, if
he
I'd have been
you ducking him.
I'm not, because he has asked me to come on the show. I promise I'm not. Life has just been really life. And I can't even say beating my ass, because it is. But I got a lot of good shit going on, too. So hard to say that. But
I mean, that's always, that's life. It's going to be the.
I'm doing. I'm bitch. I'm doing a good job, bitch. I'm doing a good job. Yeah. That's where I'm at right now.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Right. Right. That's where I'm at right now. So it's just. It was a hump. I felt like I need to get over. So we'll see.
Thank y'all, too, for being patient with us, because we ain't been on our weekly, but. We are committed to at least giving y'all every other week for sure.
Yeah.
So, as life keeps throwing us these lemons, we gonna keep making that chocolate cake. So.
Yeah. I kind of feel like it's one of the things at this point. It's like, okay, how bad do you want it? Because shit gonna keep coming up. So.
It is.
That's why we're definitely committed.
And we gonna pull up. And you know what? It might even get to a point where we like. Damn, maybe we can't drop on Thursday, but we gonna record on Thursday. We gonna drop it on Saturday. Whatever. Yeah. However it may be. That's we trying to get more consistent with y'all for y'all and for ourselves, honestly, because we just need to do that anyway. But with that being said,
they might see us out this summer mobile.
Oh yeah, I definitely want to get into that.
I love a good mobile pod.
Yeah,
it'll be fun. So
yeah, let's do some live shows. Well, not really live shows. Let's record elsewhere.
Yeah,
let's record elsewhere.
It'll be fun
because. That one time that we had did that was great. We
it
had
was
a good,
so much
fun time.
It was such a good time. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people came out too.
I do miss. I want to get some guests in here though soon and feed them and listen and have a little drinky drink with them. We for sure got to get Rashida and Roslyn on here.
Oh my God, they are such a good time, y'all. If y'all don't listen to
everybody loves Ross.
Yes, they are. Them girls are a good time. I genuinely had a good time with them.
Yeah. If y'all want somebody that's gone,
boy,
hey, you think I'm the filter, you think Sierra just be saying, listen, this motherfucker Roslyn is a literal crazy person in the best
literal.
Way.
Literal.
In the best way.
In the best way. She's awesome.
So I definitely think y'all should go and check that podcast out. And we will be having them on and they're going to be doing a lot of plugging. So we gonna get that word. That probably should be our first guest. Well, with you.
Yeah.
I think I like that.
Yeah, I like it too. They're fun.
Yeah.
And we gonna figure out a topic.
We are definitely gonna have a topic.
Because they don't have
any. Nah.
They They be having topics, but
they no, can't. They don't be having no topics. You know what they told us when we got there? First of all, they said, can y'all come on? It's last minute. It's random. They like, can y'all want to come on? I'm like, okay, we'll fuck come. Fuck it, we will. These motherfuckers say, well, we don't have nothing to talk about because we figured y'all got a podcast, so y'all know what y'all doing. I said, now wait a fucking minute.
I was in that motherfucker like, y'all gonna have them at least 4 shots coming quick. Because no. What?
Once we got to drinking, though, we was all right.
Yeah, we was all right.
Y'all here talking.
Yeah, we was all right.
We was all right once we got the going. I mean,
I was toe up by the time I got home, but it was good.
Yeah, we're gonna, we definitely gonna have them on. I'm gonna see if we can get them next week.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
No? Okay. Maybe. Chris said, maybe.
We'll see.
Chris said, bitch.
Soon.
It seemed a little quick.
We push it for mid-March.
Soon.
Okay, mid-March is in 2 weeks.
It's Pisces season. Soon.
Soon.
We're
going
to end up real quick with us.
We're going to figure it out.
Yeah. It'll be good.
Well, I would like to thank y'all for joining us on this episode of the Honey Trap Podcast. Y'all could have been anywhere and nowhere.
But you were here with us.
And we thank you so fucking much. Until next time.
Bye.
If I call a house phone, tell her bring that bitch out, cock to my mama will. I was 18, my OG see me hop out the Benz or a Bonneville. I bought a mansion, pop in that bitch, fresh out for shootout, I'm hot as hell. You gon' do some time, niggas probably tell. Fuck it, this lifestyle, no, I probably will.